94. Thank you, Commander.
I'll tell you, how bad is it? Somebody just asked me how bad it is.
How bad is it?
It is so bad that I have to plan your vacations around when all these ladies get thin.
That is bad.
It is for the rest of you who don't need to get thin.
That bad.
Great question, Mark. So bad. I wish you would tell us about it. I have this gadget.
Yeah.
You'll love this one.
There.
I accept completely your accepted representation by the ATOM. You can't hear that?
Repeated, it was a good one.
Yeah.
But he's ready to say but.
Oh, but. I accept completely, 100%, Commander Hayton's accepted representation of Father Atom. That's as good as I can say.
That's
this question is a real goodie. You can fill a whole paper and you can put out a tape that will sell like mad, and you can satisfy my curiosity at the same time. Where are we? Where have we been? And where are we going? Are the three usual questions.
I know. Do you?
No, I want to hear you say it.
I know, you cop out.
Yep. But the angle that we want really to explore is not the usual end of the year. Tell me what we did last year. Here's where we are now, and this is what's going to happen in the next year. The angle is, there are the forces of God, and there are the forces against God. There's no middle ground in this matter. Now, 7 years ago, almost, we entered into the first phase, maybe. That was August of 87. This coming August of 94, we complete the seventh year. Now, where at that particular point could you say we are in relation to the forces in fourth dimension, forces in fourth dimension and up, what they're doing, where they are in the present struggle, and some kind of a hint of the trends that are going to be in the areas of which we know nothing and depend on you completely for any type of information. And likewise, down here in third dimension, what's been going on, really going on, genuinely, not the illusion of it so much, over these last 7 years?
Nothing. Do you want the illusion or do you want the truth?
The truth.
Nothing.
Nothing. I understand that, so now I'll ask you to give us the illusion.
I thought you'd never ask. Because if you get my illusion, watch out, world.
That's what we want. Second was, just where are we, so to speak, in this illusion today?
Well,
as of this
Padre, you are sort of on hold. You keep looking over at Malaysia and Sanji and try Jakarta.
And then just a forecast. not a detailed forecast, but something that will be really completely and delightfully helpful to all of us as we begin to enjoy all these goodies is going to come along.
Listen to this.
Because they got to.
This is what happens when one of your human children considers himself old. He says, I'm going to, you know, get up here and I'm going to use a little wisdom. And I'm going to put that old turkey in a position where, because I'm old and decrepit, and maybe he'll let me experience some before I pass on. You better believe it. I am going to make him work for the next 1,000 years.
Oh, oh damn.
Until he understands.
And that was the end of my question.
Take back the microphone so it can't interrupt. Of course you want to know. And of course you're clouded by the shroud and the veil. And you've had to climb from where you've been into the presence of the now. And where do we go? Will there be some magic wand that comes down and everything evolves and is new and wonderful according to the Constitution of the United States of America, which was written mostly by Masons? Use your God-given minds. There was much wrong with your nation. Chosen as it may be, who was it chosen for? The real Christians or those ones you call pagans that you came over and took their land? And where did they come from? So it's pound, pound, pound. You've got to get back to your constitution. You've got to do this. You've got to reclaim. But what am I really telling you you've got to do? You have got to take all that vile that is within and cast it out. Everything must evolve from almost its opposite. Everything within must come out. And until you know what is within, how can you bring it out? If you think that you are struggling and marching for the homosexual gay person, in goodness, you lie to self. What you must march for is the equality of the spirit and soul of each man, woman, child, and creature, even unto the plant that has a right to life. And that's what you have been doing, learning. Well, oops, Father, it looks pretty bad. Who made it that way in this illusion? You did. Now, he asked, all right, we're into the 7th year, Father, and we understand that's important. Well, what happens now? Well, at Princeton, if you are a professor, you're due a sabbatical. Let's go on vacation, everybody. Sounds good to me, actually. Because I have infinite 7 years. And so do you. The error of the limited thought and the question is to perceive that there are time literal segments. Time is infinite, just as the rainbow is infinite in color tone. That which you cannot see makes up by far the majority of the color spectrum of the rainbow. You see the most purity of the rainbow in its wholeness, and you cannot see it at all. You can only see its reflection as it bounces off of things. You can only see colors. You cannot see light. Your mind can see light. Your eyes may perceive darkness. The soul not only sees but knows both darkness and light. And the consciousness of man very frequently comes and does in the soul, locks the soul away by the restrictions placed upon it by the human consciousness. I am unworthy of reflection of the light as far as projecting it. Therefore, I will accept the curse of the darkness rather than claim my oneness within the light. Where I can't say all of you, because some of you will curse yourself to restructuring again and again. You don't have to. I hope through the evolvement of that which you literally can see with your physical beingness, things unfolding that have absolutely no reason to unfold. Don't expect a ship out there, and don't expect me to shower money on you. You will accomplish things with your hands and with your minds that there is no earthly reason to have accomplished. Allow it to be your confirmation of your status. Allow it to be your graduation into acceptance of self according to what God has already accepted you to be. You won't make it in a day of your counting. You've been all that was up to this moment, so that you can become all that is in the next moment. But for goodness sakes, we've got to get through this illusion of now. Because the only reality is the split second of the expression. And when you know there is more, you've already got the head start. And when you accept the responsibility of being what you are, it begins to happen. And it will happen with one or two or three of you in advance of the rest. Be appreciative, because they will have made it possible for you to come on. And that would sound, because I am flinging her arm around, that I am talking about, well, maybe Dorma. No, she may not see as rapidly as many of you. You'll all get there. You're all still here. And if Padre didn't perceive that it's been 7 years, my goodness, we wouldn't have anything to talk about, would we? And we are so afraid we will not fulfill our own acclaimed mission that we ask. You see, all he's done is verbalize and ask out loud what each of you ask every hour of your life. There's only one thing I must remind you. He says, tell me. Tell me what? Show me what behind. Show me what now. And give me a hint up here. He knows. It will be exactly what he decides it will be. Do all of you want to do what he wants to do? Pretty good idea to consider it very carefully. Because once you have really begun to learn your lessons, you begin to want some pretty wondrous things. And in fact, will not settle for less. And when you will not settle for less, be it wealth, be it anything, you will acquire it. You will achieve it. I don't care if it is an acre of land or the gold in Fort Knox. If you truly come into the expectation of it, you will conceive a way to accomplish it. I'm going to tattle on her. I should tweak her ear. She just said, well, just our luck, we'd get all that gold in Fort Knox that we thought was there and it won't be worth anything. It's up to you. It, too, has no value except that which you place on it. But stick with her. She'll probably get it. Because built within her mind, and EJ's, is a responsibility for somehow getting our projects done. That means they've got to get it from somewhere, so they really push me. I don't mind doing this, she says. But I'm going to succeed at it, sir. There is not one person ever through my hands will lose anything, she says. Therefore, I trust you enough to make it so. And I want to tell everybody in this room, she trusts me and demands that of me, and I will make it so. And it's up to the rest of you how far we go from there. Earth physical can flip like that. Doesn't anybody even look at the moon these days? Nice. Sorry about that. Who ever saw a moon that sits like this? At the bottom, and you can see the outline across the top of the shadow. That is not normal. What is happening? Something out there in your solar system is getting a bit out of whack. But you are easily deceived because there is so much technology floating around out there in your spaces. Why in Pennsylvania are you having nights that you can read when there is no moon? And one speak of a white sky. We could take each one of these little technical things and discuss it until we slaughter it. It is the time of evolution, of evolvement. Will the masses of mankind make it? No way. If you have such trouble, can you really expect the ones who do nothing but paint their hair green and do satanic rap to come in within the presence of God in a kingdom of perfection? They've got a long way to go, baby. Does that mean you have a right to say that I won't go either? You have a responsibility to go so that you can learn, so that you can take them home next time if necessary. The illusion is such that you are going to have to create the rest of it. That means you've got to demand and draw from the tool chest of the things you need. And if you perceive that to be funding, then we better get some, hadn't we? Is there anything more reasonable about how you get funding than if I just showered it on you? When you really think about it, so why didn't I just already shower it on you? Because you wouldn't take it. You have to see a way to make it reasonable. Even, don't you see, if it is totally illogical and unreasonable. You have to even create energies to put out there to rescue or do whatever you perceive you're doing. And I like the game, so I just do that too. That's a good game. Let's go gather up those energies. We'll save them, and then it makes it all right if they give you something with which to do the rest of your job. That's okay. That's a pretty good approach. And then, of course, for the world, we have to earn it, don't we? The old-fashioned way. We have to have something to show for it. Or we have to hide it, don't we? So that it appears it isn't. So I ask you, we go through all of this to get it, to have it, just to make it look like we don't have it. Ah, but the security of having it and tending it properly allows us to go on and create the rest, doesn't it? Well, that's what he's asking me. Will we get it done? Of course we will get it done. Will all ones rejoice in it? Of course not. The ones who don't think we'll get it done won't. It's that simple. You will figure a way to say, that is the biggest bunch of BS, I'm out of here. And the interesting thing is that you ones in here who have listened well will sit back and snicker under your breath, because you can have everything there is in this world and it appear you have zip. That is the nicest world to be in. You can just chew up the ego and swallow. Wouldn't you rather have it all than spout off your mouth? Because that is the decision which faces each and every one of you this day. This day. Because what you don't know, I do. and therefore it can go either way. But I can guarantee you, if it goes against God, there are going to be some really wealthy people going to pay a long time in brimstone burning. You conjured a really good vision, and you've created it to the point that you can make it come into reality. You really can. And you won't even know you've done it. That's what's really irritating to me. Oh no, that just happened. BS, that didn't just happen. There is nothing you've done so far that just happened. And you can make the rest of it happen. It's just like I said in that writing. The minute you ones decide to stop George Green and get God's property, at the very least get Dave Overton's property and send it back to him, and get our books, it will happen. Until you take the responsibility and the desire to get it done, you're going to wonder, well, my goodness, we're out of Satan's drummers. What will we do? Should we reprint? Why would you reprint? Mr. Green is selling them every day. Well, isn't that against the law? Well, why don't you stop it? How? The same way you got Gunther Rusbacher out of jail. You raised holy hell. Until he hears you. Until the courts hear you. There is nothing to be concerned about in those courts of law. They are evil. And they are fixed. And you may as well confront it. What have you got to lose? You don't have the books now. You may get the books and uncover this nonsense. I'm not going to rewrite books so that Mr. Green doesn't have to have a nervous breakdown. I am not concerned with his nerves. He has irritated mine. I have compassion for them. Do they really believe in what they're doing? Can they possibly really believe what they're saying? No. No way. So quit trying to fool yourselves. They may well believe they deserve for all the wrong reasons, and that is not your problem. Your problem is that they have possession of God's gifted property to you. And if you care so little for the property God has gifted unto you, then you deserve to lose it. You are going to find, and once again I am extremely sorry that we do not have those letters to read. Mr. Green is going to send people to Jason Brandt, and he may well join with Jason Brandt in a suit against you, etc., etc., ad nauseam. Why do you sit and just accept it? You do not have to take your gun out of your holster and go shoot somebody. But you can, as citizens, demand your property. Well, don't we need to wait for Mr. Dixon or the Law Center or Karen or Mitch or somebody? Why aren't you in Mr. Dixon's lap? You've paid him. Ah, but he can't do very much. Well, he's getting more and more willing. He's having to make some very, very hard choices because of past entanglements. You sit with an opportunity this very next week of having Mr. Tips pick up Eustace Mullins and bring him out here. You have the opportunity, because Mr. Bork has responded to two or three of you. He's really responded to more than that in the reading audience. Mr. Lundgren has responded to many one. You're going to wait for Mr. Tips, who has not read any of the journals, to do it for you? You're going to wait for Mr. Dixon, who hasn't read any of the journals, to do it for you? That's what's wrong.